This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Please welcome our first guest, a familiar voice on Joy Airways. You can start your week with them every Monday morning on Joy Breakfast with Wayne from Brisbane and every Thursday for Joy Daytimes. Here to chat about their recent win as Influencer of the Year at Transgender Victoria's inaugural Gender Revel and more. Joss Bishop, welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for getting me out of bed so early on a Saturday. I really enjoyed that.
Sorry we didn't get you asleep in this morning.
Yeah. Are we detecting sarcasm there? Or?
My favourite way to listen to you guys is tucked into bed with a cup of coffee. So, I've got my coffee. So, we're halfway there.
I did tell you you could come in your pyjamas this morning.
I know. It's just not the look.
You've dressed up for the occasion.
I like to, get a feel for who people are. What's your coffee order? That's all I like to know.
It's an oat milk latte.
Oh,
oat milk latte. That's North Side, I think. I don't think we have them down in Morbialik.
I like it. Well, Joss, firstly, congratulations on the recent award. It was only this time last week, really, that you won Influencer of the Year at the Transgender Victoria's inaugural Gender Revel Gala. What was the night like for you, and what does this award mean?
It was an absolutely fabulous night. I had such a good time. They send out a little survey afterwards to say, what did you think of it? What could we have done better? What sort of events do you want to see in the future? And my answer to what do you want to see in the future is more of this, please. Yes. It was absolutely fantastic. There were so many trans and gender diverse people from, all different expressions, all different careers, parts of Melbourne. It was brilliant. Different ages. Where was it held? It was at the Collingwood Town Hall.
Okay.
And they had food laid on. Mabu did the catering.
Oh, nice.
And, they're always wonderful.
Yeah.
They had an ice cream truck.
Yum.
Oh, so good. And of course, the requisite bar. It was just so good to be in this big space full of other trans people who were safe and free to express who they were. There was one act they did like a traditional ballroom Vogue sort of session.
I love it.
And then they came down into the audience and encouraged people to get up and walk the catwalk with them.
Oh, great.
And, getting all sorts of people up, people who have never done that sort of thing in public before, getting up and strutting their stuff.
Yeah,
great. And getting, huge applause and cheers from the audience. It was exhilarating.
Did you know how did the nomination come about? Did you know who nominated you or why you were nominated?
One of the questions on the nomination form is, have you informed the person that you are that they are nominated, or have they given you permission to nominate them? Someone had to ask me, I thought, I don't mind. I'm up for it. I'll put my hat in the ring, and it'll get me a little bit, more well known, and I'll have a little bit more influence with what I say on Joy and stuff like that. But I in no way expected to win. That was a huge surprise. And I was just like, as soon as they announced it, I'm like, are you kidding? Is this for real? What's going on?
When did it finally sink in? Because I know that you champion, yourself here on Joy all the time. Everybody loves listening to you on your waves, and you probably just go about your business without realizing the influence and the people listening that we don't know are, might be in their bedroom somewhere with their headphones on, hiding and listening to our voices.
Correct.
And so forth, and looking up to you. What does this award mean to you? When did it sink in, the meaning, how meaningful it is?
Probably afterwards, as I started walking around the room, and person after person after person was coming up to me and saying, congratulations on your win, so well deserved. I'm like, really? It's like, and the big, the main thing was, it's good to see you recognized for all your hard work. I'm like, What hard work. I am doing something that I absolutely love and championing a community that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Well, no, it doesn't feel hard.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, it's definitely not work. Yeah, all right, maybe it is, you know, maybe it is a bit difficult.
I think you're going to realize that you are making a big difference.
Making a change.
Yeah. To people that you don't probably know
That's the entire reason why I do it. When I first started Daytimes, our content manager at the time said, "You're there for the people who are hiding in their rooms, too scared to let people know who they are, and we're here to bring queer joy to them." Mm. And so I've taken that a step further and tried to champion, and I try to champion trans joy.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing it for. I want to see if one person hiding in their room, feeling isolated and like nobody else is experiencing what they're experiencing, here's me talking about how wonderful it is to be out and proud and trans. If that encourages them to take that step and come out to some friends and some trusted loved ones, and that changes their life, then, you know, job done.
Yeah. And I think that's the good thing here at Joy, because we do have so many, we are getting more and more diverse voices on air, which is fantastic. Mm. You obviously being included in that and allowing what you just said then for people to be able to hear someone like you and go, okay, if Joss is on the airwaves, she can be who she wants to be, then I can also be that type of person as well. So I guess that comes with where this influence of the year comes from. It's because you're able to use your voice and this platform for good.
Yeah, and that's pretty much my main motivation for being here, for being on Joy, is to be able to do that. I was working here for a year or so and thinking, where are the voices like mine? Yeah. Where am I hearing trans people on the airwaves? And, you know, there were a couple here and there in little pockets, but, not on Daytimes and not on breakfast and all that sort of stuff. So I thought, well, I need to find somebody. Who among my circle of trans friends would be right to do this? And I'm like, wait a minute, I've just done the Joy radio course.
It's you, Joss.
I'm actually qualified to do this. Maybe I should do it.
And exactly.
Yeah, and that percolated a little while, and then I mentioned it to somebody here in the team at Joy, and they went, well, yeah, that'd be good. How can we support you to do this? And it went from there.
Well, November is Trans Awareness Month. As a trans woman, why is this month so important to the trans community? And also, can you name some of the great transgender organisations here in Victoria that people can have access to as well?
Okay, so Trans Awareness Month, particularly right now, given the way politics has just changed in the world, given what's happened in the US, it is vitally important that that trans voices and other minority and queer voices get heard and get championed, and that we hear the positive side of being part of any of these groups. Transgender Awareness Month is about making people aware that we are here.
Yep.
All right, you may not understand why we are who we are, but we want to celebrate who we are and show that we contribute to society, to our community, and we add colour, we add vibrancy, we add the trans magic.
Your hair colour comes in the door and before you walk in the door.
And matches the microphone she brings in as well, which I love as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all about the blue. I could never wear blue before I transitioned. I was an autumn colour and I just couldn't do it. The colour contact lenses are coming next. Now, you mentioned organisations. Transgender Victoria are doing quite a lot this Trans Awareness Month. If you go to their website, you can see there's a whole long list of events that they are sponsoring and supporting over the month. Trans Day of Remembrance is a big one. Them and the City of Yarra always, well, have for the last few years, gotten together and created a really great event that, I love being part of. The trans choir that I'm part of will be performing there, which will be really good.
Can you give us a scoop on the song?
Well, it'll be songs with a trans kind of theme.
Yeah.
So anything by a trans artist, you know, there's always a bit of Sam Smith in there and stuff like that. And being together, friends, togetherness. Support.
So if people wanted to get involved in some events that are happening, they can just go to the Trans Vic website and that'll...
TGV.org.au. Yep. There's a whole list. They're being quite active on their socials right now. Now, also, there's other great organisations like Transcend, who for parents, they support parents of children and young people who are transitioning. They're a great resource for families in particular. Switchboard. Do a great job. They are very, very trans supportive. So, you know, if anything of what's happened politically in the world recently is bothering you, or you just want to talk to someone about how you see the future or something like that, get onto Switchboard Q Life. They are an absolutely fabulous resource.
Can we just quickly talk around the US politics? We spoke about it earlier this morning, and I just want to get your take on it. And I know you and I had a conversation. I called you a couple of days ago and just wanted to check in to see how you were doing because you had posted something on social media, and I was like, no, I'm going to pick up the phone and just make sure that Joss is doing okay, because right now, I think, you know, with what's going to happen in the change of government over in the US, it's going to have a big impact, not just on our own community here, but a lot of communities around the world. How are you feeling about this change, and also the impact that you feel it's going to happen with the specific trans community in the US?
I'm referring to a meme I saw yesterday, which sort of had two scales. I am a little bit surprised, just a little, and very much disappointed. It's one thing to be disappointed about a person like who spouts the kind of views that that Donald Trump spouts getting into power, but the fact that a majority of voters want him there is hugely disappointing and disheartening. Mind you, almost half the country don't.
Yes.
So, you know, that's going to be interesting. Look, I was angry to start with. I've been sad reading stories of parents trying to explain to their trans kids what's happened, because they didn't find out until they woke up on Wednesday, Thursday morning. So having to explain to their kids that it's going to get harder now. Had me in tears for quite some time. And so part of what I put in my statement on social media was about the need for us to band together as a community and support each other and uplift each other. And, you know, doing things like you did, reaching out to trans friends that you know, and having a conversation and, you know, asking are you okay, but listening to the to the answer, and giving us space to vent that sort of stuff. Look, there are families that are looking for ways to leave the US, wondering where they can go that's safe. It's going to be really, really quite difficult. They're stocking up on HRT medications now, and I'm seeing lots of, on some of the groups that I belong to, lots of people asking for advice on how do you keep the medication viable for up to 4 years because it's going to be really
tough,
hard. And one of the most disappointing things I saw this morning was a tweet by an alt-right talking head that said, your body, my choice forever. And it just shows that those people are coming out of the woodwork. Like the presidency hasn't changed over yet. There's another 75 odd days for that to happen. But the people that have been the evil that's been hiding is coming out and revealing itself now. And so it's going to get really tough.
So I think if you are listening this morning and you're hearing what Joss is actually saying, I think it's so prevalent, more so now than ever before. And we continue to fight. We fight every day for who we are and what we believe in. And I think more than now, we need to band together, not just as a community, but our allies need to get behind us, and especially those in the trans community as well. It's so important that we try and do everything that we can to continue to fight.
Well, stick with us, Joss. You hang around and chat a little bit further after the song.
I've got a little more coffee left. Okay.
Caffeinate, we'll be back soon. Enjoy Weekend Breakfast. Weekend Breakfast at 9 here.
We do have the beautiful Joss Bishop in the studio with us this morning, talking all things Trans Awareness Month, your recent Influencer of the Year award. But also just want to quickly touch on, before we let you go this morning, you host or co-host Breakfast on Monday mornings with the fabulous Wayne from Brisbane. How is that dynamic going for you, and are you enjoying your time on Breakfast?
Look, I am very much enjoying my time on Breakfast. The getting up at 5 a.m. not so much, but yeah. Look, the dynamic between Wayne and I, it's really funny. Like we met for the first time about a year or so ago when he came down for his birthday.
Yeah,
and I was doing daytimes, and he popped into the studio, and I'd never met him before then, and he got on air, and I found him really easy to get along with. And we went out for drinks afterwards with a few people, and we've just become really good friends. Cool. And whenever my partner and I go up to Brisbane, we stay with him and Drew and their lovely puppies.
Free accommodation.
I know.
Sign us up.
Correct.
And it's just been – he's an absolute joy to work with. He can take anything that gets thrown at him. He does a hell of a lot of work in the background, going around interviewing people, finding out what's going on in Brisbane, keeping us all up to date on that.
And it's giving us a voice of joy in Brisbane.
Yeah.
You know, because we are Melbourne-based, and, you know, it's
– and also, it's 8:51 and Wayne hasn't messaged in.
No.
So if somebody could just do a welfare check and knock on his door and
maybe slept in today. Well, it's only 7:51 in Brisbane, because they're an hour behind now. So
– yeah. And he's working today.
Okay. He's not,
he does listen to us on Saturday mornings, though.
We'll let you off, Wayne. Today, yeah. Okay.
Now you're back Monday morning, and I love being part of the morning breakfast team as well.
We love having our gossip guy in there. It's a six-person team, really.
Yeah.
Wayne and I. Then we have you in doing gossip gay. We've got Fiona Newton coming into do the AFLW roundup.
Yep.
And our two newsreaders who share the job, Samir and Kermie.
Yeah.
Kermie's been unwell for a while lately, and every now and again they can phone in the news, which has been good.
Great. Sending Kermie some love.
Yeah. Mm.
Talking about love, we are asking this morning, who do you love? Joss, can we ask you the question, who do you love?
Unequivocally, without question, without even having to stop and think about it, the beautiful Jennifer, my fiancée, my wife-to-be.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer Watch.
Wife-to-be, is this breaking news?
No. We got engaged on Friday Night Live back in July last year or
something. Oh, wow. I didn't even know that you both were that is breaking news to me, because I didn't realize you both were engaged.
You were talking about rings earlier. Ours, we have matching engagement tattoos.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. You have to take a photo of that and put it on the socials so we know what Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So we can know what that is.
The two absolute loves of my life are my girls, Jennifer and my daughter, Tamsin, who'll be turning 21 early next year.
Oh, wow. You old mummy, you. Look at you.
Well, I thought when Joss was saying there's two people I really, really love, I thought, oh, here we go, Joel and Dave on Joy Weekend Breakfast, but no, that's totally fine. We've got to let you go, but another big, massive congratulations for your win, Influencer of the Year. That's such a great thing, and we love what you do on Thursday Daytimes and Monday Breakfast. I think as peers at Joy, we love having you on and having different voices, and I think you've been an absolute star.
Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely of you to say so. And just before I go, I want to put my vote in for Sarah Bareilles.
Ooh. Joss, did you actually go onto our socials and do that? Have you not voted for mine already?
I actually voted for Dave's this time.
Oh!
Come on, influence the year. Surely that's worth 20 votes. Well, surely.
Surely. Well, I'll have to get the results in. Okay. Are you ready for the results yet?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.